Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One guy who knows how to pick all the games right and has the best highlight show throughout the land. His name is Chris Rose, and you can always watch that show on Sunday nights on NFL Network. He also hosts BattleBots, and he's got the Rose Rotation. He's got you covered no matter what sport. And more importantly, he is the pride of Northeast Ohio as a native of our land, and we will always appreciate that. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Well,
I wanted to give you the intro I think you deserve. A much bigger
intro. Well, wow, it was quite an intro. I mean, I'm going to have you write all my stuff from here on out. It's just, makes me feel better about myself.
You should. Next year I want you at the Emmys. I want you at the National Emmys, and I want you standing next to Conan O'Brien laughing at him when he goes to go pick up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's possible. Our kids are in the same grade, so, maybe that could happen. But actually, I've got more important stuff to do on a Sunday in September, which would be like bring you football highlights, which is what significantly more people watch than Hollywood snooties patting each other on the back for a wonderful job they did. Although I am a huge Ted Lasso fan, so there.
It's funny. I thought the same thing when I was watching the Emmys going back and forth about everything. So, all right, Chris.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
No, we're 2 weeks into the season now. Give me your assessment of your hometown team.
Well, I think I said last week I wouldn't come on if they didn't win by double digits. So, whew, thank God.
That was close.
I think the offense has played pretty well. The Jarvis injury is really going to hurt. That's, this is an opportunity for some of those young guys. And I would be surprised if we didn't see Odell back this week, I think. Offensive line has played pretty well. I thought they did a really good job in Kansas City. I didn't think they were as good this time around. And I think we should be thankful that Tyrod Taylor came up a little bit lame, because that defense was not prepared. You heard it from Myles Garrett afterward. It was like we were expecting a totally different game plan, and for whatever reason, they didn't adjust enough. Like on the Tyrod Taylor, something I found really interesting was, I don't know if you guys noticed, but on the Tyrod Taylor touchdown run, we rushed five guys, which we rarely do. Like, we don't blitz a lot, but we had five defensive linemen in on that play, which was really weird to me. And it just opened things up for him. I think our defense is going to have to be significantly better to avoid an early season disappointment where we're going to have to play catch up when our schedule gets significantly more difficult.
Do you believe time fixes this defense, or is this just something we're going to have to live with?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's not easy to fix a defense overnight when you're changing that much personnel. And they do have a lot of young guys that are playing, particularly in the secondary. I'd like to see JOK get more snaps. I think he will now, moving forward. He's a different kind of athlete than we've had in the middle of that defense. And, these guys, the coaches are privy to a lot of stuff that we aren't, right? That they know how fast he's picking things up, things of that nature. So, when we say, well, why isn't he playing more? Well, those are usually the reasons, particularly with young players. But, man, we need some guys that can take the ball away. I don't think we haven't We've had one turnover, I think, on defense. We got one on special teams so far. That's got to change a little bit. I feel like there isn't enough energy coming from that side of the football. I don't know if it's because we don't blitz a lot. We rush four. I mean, if that's the case, then our four have got to get there. You know, Myles Garrett's got to do a better job. I know that he gets chipped. I know he gets double teamed and stuff like that. Hey, guess what? So does Aaron Donald. And if you want to be mentioned in the same breath like that, then you got to go.
Is it growing pains, or is maybe a little bit of that Kansas City from week one, too? And respect that you might have for Kansas City's offense, which you should. I mean, is this week one of those weeks where you go up against Chicago, you know their offensive line is banged up, and then this is a week to kind of step out and show everybody?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you go back and watch some of the film, Laremy Tunsil is still one of the best offensive linemen, and he had a field day. It didn't matter whom they put across from him. He was killing guys, and that includes Myles Garrett. There is not a Laremy Tunsil on this offensive line this week, and I would expect us to get healthy in that sort of situation, being able to apply a bit more pressure. You know, I thought the minute that Davis Mills came in, I would have just thrown everything you could at him. I don't get it. You know, I was a little disappointed that our game plan really didn't significantly change. You know, we blitzed Grant Delpit at that one play, and I think Houston was really lucky that their rookie quarterback didn't lose the ball. Make Justin Fields make some mistakes, and he's going to make some. Let's force him into those errors. Let's not let him get comfortable this coming week. That's what I would say.
Chris Rose joining us. Chris Rose rotation, of course, and you can catch him on the NFL Network as well on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Chris, let's switch to the offensive side of the ball. What do you think Odell Beckham brings to the offense this week if he does come back?
Easier game-breaking plays, you know. Just that threat alone is something that the defense has to account for. But yeah, I mean, everybody comes back differently from an ACL. And, you know, he just builds that excitement. The minute he's going to get his first catch, that place will go nuts. You know, we haven't had a lot of superstars that have played in Cleveland in any of the three major sports. It just doesn't happen. And he's still, you can say whatever you want about his productivity since he came to Cleveland, he's still a superstar by the definition of the word, in my opinion. And so he'll definitely get the fans into it. He's definitely somebody that they're putting a circle around in Chicago's defensive rooms. So he is a difference maker. He's a guy that can catch it 8 yards and take it 80. There still aren't a ton of guys that can do that.
I wonder how much not having Jarvis in the mix is going to affect this team over the next 3 weeks. And, you know, and are they going to be – I guess Higgins is dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury too, and can you replace him there? And then, you know, trying to make up – in that wide receiving room for losing Jarvis. Losing Jarvis, I think, is something that could hurt, but I don't want to overreact.
Well, he's part of the heartbeat of that team. You know, he really is. He's a guy that grinds. He runs great routes. You know, Hollywood Higgins is a guy that can definitely step up. He did it a year ago. This is the time for Donovan Peoples-Jones. You can't let one fumble that you had last week prevents you from taking the next step in your career. Like, this is it. You've got an opportunity, and we know it's no big secret that they have to make a decision with at least one of those two guys that they're paying $15 million a year for at wide receiver. So are you going to be the guy, or are they going to have to bring somebody else in? He's got a chance to do something here. We know he's got talent. We know he made a ton of great catches during training camp and in preseason games. Well, it's different when the lights come on in September. This is his opportunity to take another step. So let's see what he's got. But yeah, and guys, I'm telling you, I watch every game. The amount of injuries that are happening in this league, you better pay attention to who's on your practice squad, because you're going to need them, particularly now that we're at 17 games. we're going to need everybody. You are going to need everybody. It wouldn't shock me if 10 to 12 different guys from the practice squad get elevated at some point during the season, if not more. And now that's going to include the receiver room at some point, I think.
What do you make of all of the injuries that have kind of hit the NFL? I mean, we've had quarterbacks dropping left and right between Tua, Andy Dalton, the double sprained ankle of Carson Wentz, and all over the place. Is it just guys being bigger, faster, stronger, or is there just something to how this game's being played now?
No, I mean, listen, the Dalton thing was freakish. He's trying to go out of bounds and his leg plants. When Aaron Donald rolls up on your ankles,
that'll do it to anybody.
Yep, that doesn't matter if that could have happened in 1977 or 2021. It's probably still the same result. Tua got lit up. You know, I'm surprised he didn't break a rib. So that sort of stuff happens. But guys, go back to even the NBA season. Look at the number of big names that were out with injuries. Right? People said once the pandemic, you know, once they kind of played through these shortened seasons in sports, and I know that we had a full NFL season a year ago, but there was still, you know, there wasn't the ramp-up training camp that we were used to. There weren't the preseason games. There weren't combined practices, things of that nature. And then when you go back into that stuff, people were saying the human body can't quite adjust. We saw it in baseball this year with a ton of injuries, particularly on the pitching front. And now I just think we're seeing it in the NFL as well.
Chris, before we let you go, a little baseball, a little nostalgia, you know, with this week, with the Indians' last homestand as the Indians, just your reflections on where we're going as a franchise and just the thought of not being the Indians anymore really is what I want from you.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, you know, for people that were angry because they're changing the name, first of all, I would just say grow up. We're changing the name. It's okay. The team's not leaving. My memories were created by even guys in the 80s, even though our teams weren't very good, Andre Thornton, Toby Hara, Rick Sutcliffe, Dwayne Kuiper, and then in the 90s by Kenny Lofton and Omar Vizquel and Albert Bell and Jim Thome and Manny Ramirez, and then continuing on. It wasn't the name of the team that created my memories. It was the human beings inside of the uniforms that I'll be forever indebted to in terms of making great moments. So to me, it's not a sense of sadness. Like, you know, the name Guardians has grown on me a little bit. I would have gone a different direction, but that's okay. It's not going to change my rooting interests, et cetera, et cetera. And I know we're up against it, but I do want to leave you with one thing.
Okay.
I was sickened that the person who caught Salvador Perez's 46th home run of the season would not give it back. I have heard from several accounts that the team tried everything in its power, and the guy said, nope, it's my ball. And then he left after the first game of the doubleheader, and it means that even if he had a change of heart, they could not authenticate it any longer as the record-breaking single-season home run marked by a catcher. Do you have a right to it? Absolutely. But go look at what happened in Cincinnati last week when a kid gets his first hit, happens to be a home run in the major league. Mookie Betts, who plays for the other team, turned around and said, hey, throw me that ball, I'll take care of you. Brought the fan a bat afterward. I don't know this person who took the ball. Might be a good person who made a bad decision or just might be an a-hole overall. If you know that person, tell them to send a message from Chris Rose. Don't embarrass our city. Be a better human being. Look at the bigger picture. That ball meant nothing to you. It meant the world to a guy who grew up in a very desperate part of Venezuela and worked his ass off to get where he is and would have appreciated the ball. Thank you.
There you have it.
Amen.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. And I appreciate the PSA as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
You
got it.
Funny.
Have a good week.
I did want to
talk next week.
You too. Okay, Chris, thank you. We'll
talk soon, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.